Hello, Tigers, it's me, Finn from Offbeat Oregon, with a special announcement, followed by a special feature because, as a heavy podcast listener myself, I just hate it when an episode of a show pops up and it's nothing but the host shooting his mouth off about something that I might not care about. Hopefully you do, but we'll see. The special feature is a reading from Conversations with Bullwhackers, Mule Skinners, Pioneers, Prospectors, 49ers, Indian Fighters, Trappers, Ex-Barkeepers, Authors, Preachers, Poets, Near Poets, and All Sorts and Conditions of Men by Fred Lockley. Mr. Lockley was a legendary Portland Journal reporter and columnist with a column titled Conversations with the Journalman, which ran regularly on the editorial page of the Portland Journal for about 20 years, starting in 1911. That would have been just after he left Pacific Monthly magazine. That, by the way, is the magazine that brought you Lucien M. Miller's classic ghost story about the haunting of Yaquinabay Lighthouse. The Haunted Light at Newport by the Sea. You've heard of that story, right? If not, you should totally look it up. It's a wonderful old story published in 1899. Anyway, some of Mr. Lockley's most colorful accounts got collected in 1981 into a two-volume set by Mike Helm, and that's what I'm pulling this from. Volume 2, to be specific. But first, you have to sit through the announcement, because I'm just mean like that. Here it is, I'll keep it short. At the end of this month, on Friday, May 29th at 7 p.m., that is the weekend after Memorial Day, I will be joining several colleagues to put on a pop history fundraiser to benefit the Polk County Fairgrounds. The fairgrounds is threatened with closure due to obsolete electrical wiring that they can't afford to upgrade. The fundraiser is a presentation on the history of Camp Adair, the stories from what was, for a few years, Oregon's third largest city. It just came up on this feed about a week ago, so you're probably kind of familiar with it. On the stage will be yours truly, along with author and pop historian Bruce Haney, archaeologist David Winkler, and podcaster Marcus Axford. Salt Creek Cider House will be there pouring drinks, and El Pique Mexican Cuisine will be there with a food truck dispensing deliciousness. I'm currently in the process of trying to hornswoggle the Adair Living History folks into coming and participating, if nothing else to tell us in real time if we get any facts wrong. I hope you can join us. It'll be great to see you. We'll be in Building B of Polk County Fairgrounds. That's at 520 South Pacific Highway in Riccreol, Oregon. Riccreol, if you're not familiar, is the town that is just north of Monmouth on Highway 99. Again, that is Friday, May 29th. Again, that's the weekend after Memorial Day weekend, so it won't clash with anybody's plans to go play at the beach. See you there, I hope. Okay, now, as promised, here's the Journalman article. I've no idea when this ran. The clipping is undated, but it's titled Tell You About the Time, and you'll find it on page 7. Let's go. This is a physical book I'm reading from, so you'll probably hear the pages rustle.
Tell you about the time when I was a stage driver, said Uncle Dave as he tipped his chair back and tamped the tobacco into his corncob pipe with a calloused finger. I used to take pride not only in getting into the station on time, but getting in with my team in good shape. I remember on one trip where I had a mountain run, I had to make a cutoff on a road I'd never seen before. I let the check reins down so when my horses went through the stream, they could drink. The leaders come down to the edge of the stream, put their noses down into the water, give a terrified snort, jumped stiff-legged, and dragged the wheelers into the stream. They snorted worse than the leaders and went through that creek like a bullet out of a gun. I couldn't imagine what ailed my horses, so I got a passenger that was sitting up on the boot with me to hold the team while I went back to investigate. I lay down by the bank of the stream. The water looked clear and good. I stooped down to see if it tasted all right, but the minute I got a mouthful, I snorted worse than the horses and jumped back as if I'd been shot. The water was nearly boiling hot. 50 yards or so above, the water come out of a crack in the lava rock, steaming hot. There used to be a driver on that line that had driven up in Yellowstone Park in the early days. He told me about an experience he had that I've always kind of doubted. He said there was a wooden bridge over a creek that he'd always used, but one time the bridge went out and he drove down the creek a little ways till he found a place to ford. He said the stream was not over 100 yards wide, and unknown to him, it was strongly impregnated with alum and some other kind of salts. He had 4 American horses on his team. The water was deeper than he thought, and in one place they went clear under and had to swim. When they come out on the opposite bank, what was his surprise to find the water had shrunk his horses till they wasn't any bigger than Shetland ponies. He asked the feller that lived there about it. He told him that he had started in with a good-sized team, and after fording that stream for a week or 10 days, his horses had shrunk till they were no bigger than jackrabbits. I always kind of doubted it, though.
All right, that'll do it for us. I forgot to tell you, because it is a fundraiser, it costs $10 to get in. But I hope to see you there. And again, that's Friday, May 29th, 2026, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., so that's the weekend after Memorial Day weekend. I'm talking about Camp Adair. Now go out there and fill up the rest of the weekend with good stuff. Bye now.